Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Rabbi Avraham Goldar and today Masechus Chulin Daf Kuf Gimel, the final Daf in the seventh Perek Gitan Nasha. The Zikhu Masechus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three Dafs are going to focus on number one. Rabbi Chibra Abba and Rabbi Abbo cited different rulings in Rabbi Yochanan's name about one who ate chalev taken from a live treifa. Rabbi Chibra Abba obligates two sets of malchus and Rabbi Abbo obligates three. For chalev, Eirim min Achai, and treifa. This machlokas is explained in three ways. The first explanation, the animal became a treifa at birth. Rabbi Abbo holds, Behema b'chayeh le'evarim umetis. An animal while alive stands to be cut into limbs. So all three prohibitions take effect simultaneously. Rabbi Chir bar Abba holds, a live animal is not le'evarim umetis, and Eirim min Achai would take effect when a limb is torn off, and cannot take effect on an already prohibited chalev. The second explanation, all agree a live animal is not le'evarim umetis, and argue if the Eirim min Achai prohibition takes effect on the other two, since it is additionally forbidden to Bnei Noach. And the third explanation, the animal became a treifa after birth. Rabbi Avoa holds that just as a drasha teaches that treifa takes effect on chalev, it also takes effect on Eirim min Achai. Rabbi Chiya argues that it only takes effect on chalev, the hutim haklala, because it is at times released from its general prohibition since chalev of chayos is permitted. Pointing to Reish Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan, Chilkum b'chutz, if one divided a kazayis of Eirim min Achai outside his mouth and ate each half separately, is he chai for eating a combined kazayis like for other prohibited foods? Rabbi Yochanan said he's pater. Since Eirim min Achai is unique in that sinews and bones count towards the kazayis, its laws cannot be derived from ordinary prohibitions and the kazayis must be consumed at once to incur malchus. Rabbi Lezer disagrees later, arguing that mechusa kreva levak mechusa maisadami. Lacking proximity is not like lacking an act, and the two halves are combined. Rabbi Yochanan agrees that one who divided the kazayis mibifnim, inside his mouth, and swallowed each half separately, is chai, because harinena grona bekazayis, his throat has enjoyed a kazayis at once. Reish Lakish disagrees because achil b'meya be'ina, we require consumption of a kazayis in his stomach for liability, and here he didn't ingest a kazayis at once. Accordingly, one would only be liable for consuming a small bone, which is swallowed whole. And point number three, Reish Lakish says that the kazayis required for liability is chutz mishel bein hashinayim, besides for that which is stuck between the teeth and not swallowed. Since he holds achil b'meya be'inan, we required consumption of a kazayis in his stomach, he must ingest an entire kazayis. Rabbi Yochanan says the food stuck between his teeth is included for kazayis. Rabbi Papa says Rabbi Yochanan only argues about food which is stuck in the palate, before which it is not fully tasted. Although he didn't consume a full kazayis, Rabbi Yochanan says harinena grona b'kazayis, his throat enjoyed tasting a kazayis. Rabbi Asi said in Rabbi Yochanan's name, achol chatzi zayis v'hakio, if one ate half a kazayis and disgorged it, v'chazva achol chatzi zayis acher, and then ate another half a kazayis, he's chayv despite never consuming a kazayis because nena grona b'kazayis. Rabbi Lazar reminded Rabbi Asi that the same is true if one ate half a kazayis, disgorged it, and ate the same piece again because it's not considered digested. So once again, the 3 points are number one, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Rabbi Avo cited different rulings in Rabbi Yochanan's name about one who ate chalev taken from a live treifa. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba obligates two sets of malchus, and Rabbi Avo obligates three, for chalev, Eirim min Achai, and treifa. This malchokas is explained in three ways. The first explanation, the animal became a treifa at birth. Rabbi Avo holds, Behema b'chayeh le'evarim umetis. An animal while alive stands to be cut into limbs, so all three prohibitions take effect simultaneously. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba holds, a live animal is not le'evarim umetis, and Eirim min Achai would take effect when a limb is torn off, and cannot take effect on an already prohibited chalev. The second explanation, all agree a live animal is not le'evarim umetis, and argue if the Eirim min Achai prohibition takes effect on the other two, since it is additionally forbidden to Bnei Noach. And the third explanation, the animal became a treifa after birth. Rabbi Avoa holds that just as a drasha teaches that treifa takes effect on chalev, it also takes effect on Eirim min Achai. Rabbi Chiya argues that it only takes effect on chalev, the hutim haklala, because it is at times released from its general prohibition since chalev of chayos is permitted. Pointing to Reish Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan, Chilkum b'chutz, if one divided a kazayis of Eirim min Achai outside his mouth and ate each half separately, is he chai for eating a combined kazayis like for other prohibited foods? Rabbi Yochanan said he's pater. Since the Eiver Minachai is unique in that sinews and bones count towards the kazayitz, its laws cannot be derived from ordinary prohibitions, and the kazayitz must be consumed at once to incur malchus. Rabbi Elazar disagrees later, arguing that mechusa kreva lavak mechusa maisadami. Lacking proximity is not like lacking an act, and the two halves are combined. Rabbi Yochanan agrees that one who divided the kazayis mibifnim, inside his mouth, and swallowed each half separately, is chai, because harinena grona bekazayis, his throat has enjoyed a kazayis at once. Reish Lakish disagrees, because achil b'meya b'ina, we require consumption of a kazayis in his stomach for liability, and here, he didn't ingest a kazayis at once. Accordingly, one would only be liable for consuming a small bone, which is swallowed whole. And point number three, Reish Lakish says that the kazayis required for liability is chutz mishel bein hashinayim, besides for that which is stuck between the teeth and not swallowed. Since he holds achil b'meya b'inan, we required consumption of a kazayis in his stomach, he must ingest an entire kazayis. Rabbi Yochanan says the food stuck between his teeth is included for kazayis. Rav Papa says Rabbi Yochanan only argues about food which is stuck in the palate, before which it is not fully tasted. Although he didn't consume a full kazayis, Rabbi Yochanan says harinena grona b'kazayis, his throat enjoyed tasting a kazayis. Rabbi Asi said in Rabbi Yochanan's name, achol chatzi zayis v'hakio, if one ate half a kazayis and disgorged it, v'chazva achol chatzi zayis acher, and then ate another half a kazayis, he's chayiv despite never consuming a kazayis, because nena grona b'kazayis. Boazer reminded Rabbi Asi that the same is true if one ate half a kazayis, disgorged it, and ate the same piece again, because it's not considered digested. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Chuf Gimel, and our standard symbol is Kugel. Kugel, so here goes. The annual Kugel eating contest was a disaster when one contestant was told he was getting 3 sets of malchus for eating the Kugel cooked with the chalav of a living treifa, while another contestant mistakenly thought he was putter when he consumed some of the Eiver Minachai stuffed Kugel by eating 2 half kazesim of the Eiver separately. And the judges argued whether the food stuck between his teeth and not swallowed was counted as part of the kazayas. Once again, slow motion. The annual Kugel eating contest. Kugel? That must be more on Daf Kuf Gimel. The annual Kugel eating contest was a disaster when one contestant was told he was getting 3 sets of malchus for eating the Kugel cooked with the chalav of a living treifa, which reminds us Rabbi Chibar Abba and Rabbi Avo cite different rulings in Rabbi Yochanan's name about one who ate chalav taken from a live treifa. Rabbi Chibar Abba obligates 2 sets of malchus, but Rabbi Avo obligates 3 for chalav, Eiver Minachai, and treifa. This malchokas is explained in 3 ways. So the annual Kugel eating contest was a disaster when one contestant was told he was getting 3 sets of malchus for eating the Kugel cooked with the chalav of a living treifa, while another contestant mistakenly thought he was putter when he consumed some of the Eiver Minachai stuffed Kugel by eating 2 half kazesim of the Eiver separately, which reminds us, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, Chilku mabachutz, if one divided a kazayis of Eiver Minachai outside his mouth and ate each half separately, is he high for eating a combined kazayis like for other prohibited foods? Rabbi Yochanan said he's putter. Since Eiver Minachai is unique in that sinews and bones count towards a kazayis, its laws cannot be derived from ordinary prohibitions, and the kazayis must be consumed at once to incur malchus. Rabbi Elazar disagrees, arguing that mechusa kreva lavka mechusa maisadami. Lacking proximity is not like lacking an act, and the two halves are combined. So the annual Kugel eating contest was a disaster when one contestant was told he was getting 3 sets of malchus for eating the Kugel cooked with the chalav of a living treifa, while another contestant mistakenly thought he was putter when he consumed some of the Eiver Minachai stuffed Kugel by eating 2 half kazesim of the Eiver separately. And the judges argued whether the food stuck between his teeth and not swallowed was counted as part of the kazayis, which reminds us, Reish Lakish says that the kazayis required for liability is chutz mishel bein hashinayim, besides for that which is stuck between the teeth and not swallowed. Since he holds achil b'meyav b'inan, we require consumption of a kazayis in his stomach, he must ingest an entire kazayis. Rabbi Yochanan says the food stuck between his teeth is included for kazayis. Rav Papa says Rabbi Yochanan only argues about food which is stuck in the palate, before which it is not fully tasted. Although he did not consume a full kazayis, Rabbi Yochanan says his throat enjoyed tasting a kazayis. So once again, the annual Kugel eating contest was a disaster when one contestant was told he was getting 3 sets of malchus for eating the Kugel cooked with a chalav of a living treifa, while another contestant mistakenly thought he was putter when he consumed some of the Eiver Minachai stuffed Kugel by eating 2 half kazesim of the Eiver separately. And the judges argued whether the food stuck between his teeth and not swallowed was counted as part of the kazayis. All right, so now it's time for 4 blah bach chazara. Daf Tzadi Tes. So the Siman Daf Tzadi Tes is a cheetah. So here goes. The non-Kohen showed the astounded Kohen how the cheetahs, that must be on Daf Tzadi Tes. The non-Kohen showed the astounded Kohen how the cheetahs would not touch the cooked lentils if the truma beans gave flavor in them, even if there was enough chun to nullify them in 101 parts chun, dough. Which reminds me, we learned that min b'she'eino mino of truma depends on tam, not ratios of 101. So the non-Kohen showed the astounded Kohen how the cheetahs would not touch the cooked lentils if the truma beans gave flavor to them, even if there was enough chun to nullify them in 101 parts chun, dough, and how he wouldn't go near the dough that was leavened by less than one part truma to 101 chun by min b'mino because the sourness is so strong, which reminds us, Amish explains the ruling that truma mixture min b'mino is always ruled stringently. If leaven of truma wheat fell into a dough of chulun wheat, yeshbo kedeo chametz, and there's enough leaven in it to leaven the dough, meaning the taste is discernible, then even if there's enough chulun to nullify the truma in 101, it's still prohibited to non-kohanim. Abai asks, how can the ruling prohibit the dough where the sour leavens, meaning flavors it? Can leaven possibly impart flavor into 101 permitted parts? Rav Dimi was silent until Abai suggested, Dilma shani sa'or dechimutzo kasha. Perhaps leaven is different from ordinary ingredients because its sourness is strong and can even impart flavor at this ratio. So the non-Kohen showed the astounded Kohen how the cheetahs would not touch the cooked lentils if the truma beans gave flavor in them, even if there was enough chun to nullify them in 101 parts chun, dough, and how he wouldn't go near the dough that was leavened by less than one part truma to 101 chun by min b'mino because the sourness is so strong. While some cheetahs that chase on a calf for dinner left over the get a nash because, which reminds the Gemara brings the opinion that ain't beginning but no sin tam, there is no tam, there is no flavor in the get a nash. Daf kuf, so the simon daf kuf is a kof, a monkey. So here goes. The owner of exotic monkeys, That must be around Duff, Kuf, Kof, monkeys. The owner of exotic monkeys was dismayed when the monkeys threw a nice slice of nevela into a pot with kosher pieces, all of them worthy of being served to his guests, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if a slice of nevela or non-kosher fish became mixed with kosher slices and cannot be identified, they're all prohibited. The Gemara asks that the prohibited slice should be nullified by the majority of permitted slices. It ultimately answers, Shani Chasika, a slice of forbidden meat or fish is different, since it's fit to be honored with by serving it before guests, and is thus significant and cannot be nullified. So the owner of exotic monkeys was dismayed when the monkeys threw a nice slice of nevela into a pot with kosher pieces, all of them worthy of being served to his guests, who were invited to view how the monkeys removed a piece of nevela from on top of a piece of meat before getting mixed in with the other pieces when he yelled, Chanan, which reminds us, Rabbi Baruch Hanan announced that a slice of nevela cooked together with kosher food and then removed only prohibits the food if it's large enough to give flavor to all the food in the pot. However, Rav then announced that once the forbidden slice imparts flavor to a permitted slice separately, meaning if these two slices were cooked together beforehand, chasika asma nasas nevela. The formerly permitted slice itself becomes like a nevela. This slice will then prohibit all the other slices when its flavor spreads to them because they are its same kind. So the owner of exotic monkeys was dismayed when the monkeys threw a nice slice of nevela into a pot with kosher pieces, all of them worthy of being served to his guests who were invited to view how the monkeys removed a piece of nevela from on top of a piece of meat before getting mixed in with the other pieces when he yelled, Chanan, and pointed to the lines marking their ginnasha, which is forbidden even on non-kosher animals, which reminds us the Gemara brings malchokas of ginnasha applies to non-kosher animals. Daf Kuf Off. So the Siman Daf Kuf Off is a bird caller going, caw, caw. So here goes. The bird watchers yelled, caw, caw. Bird watchers yelling, caw, caw. That must be more on Daf Kuf Aleph. The bird watchers yelled, caw, caw, in astonishment, as two Isser-detecting birds hovered over the Gid and Nasha of an Ola, because its Isser is Chamur, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the Gid and Nasha of an Ola or Shor Niskal, and the Tana who holds that even though an Isser Kola is not Chal, an Isser Chamur is. So the bird watchers yelled, caw, caw, in astonishment as two Isser-detecting birds hovered over the Gid and Nasha of an Ola, because its Isser is Chamur, after they showed they don't hold of Isser Kola by flying straight over the Tame man, who was eating Kachim that became Tame before he did. Which reminds us, Gemara explains that the Machlok is between the Chachamim Rabbi Yossi Aglili, is where the Kachim meat became Tame first, and the person became Tame afterwards, prohibiting him from eating any Kachim meat. The Rabban hold in Isser Kol takes effect, for since he becomes chai for eating tower pieces of kodshim, he also becomes chai for eating a tame piece. Rabbi Yossi Aglili does not hold Isser Kol takes effect on a pre-existing Isser. So the bird watchers yelled, caw, caw, in astonishment, as two Isser-detecting birds hovered over the ginnasha of an ola, because its Isser is chamur, after they showed that they don't hold of Isser Kol by flying straight over the tame man, who was eating kachim that became tame before he did, as another flock of birds hovered over a mountain named Sinai in the shape of a a get anasha, which reminds us the Gemara brings a malchokas of the get anasha was prohibited before Sinai. Daf Kuf Beis. So the Siman Daf Kuf Beis is a caveman. So here goes. The two cavemen. Cavemen? That must be on Daf Kuf Beis. The two cavemen who wanted to become more civilized but couldn't give up their habit of eating Eiver Min HaChai from non-kosher animals, which reminds us, in her Brice, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar say that the prohibition of Eiver Min HaChai applies to behemoths, chais, and birds, whether they are from kosher or non-kosher animals. The Chachamim say it only applies to kosher animals. Both opinions are derived from the same pasuk. So the two cavemen who wanted to become more civilized but couldn't give up their habit of eating Eiver Min HaChai from non-kosher animals and were informed they would be chai for eating limbs with minimal meat, but with Gidin Vatsamos equaling a kazayas, which reminds us, Rav says that the liability for Eiver Min HaChai requires eating a kazayas because the Torah uses the word achila, eating. Rav Nachman said that one would still be liable, Pemashu Basur Gidin Vatsamos, with a limb containing a minimal amount of meat, with enough sinews and bones to combine to gazayas, although they are not food and do not combine for gazayas to transgress Nevela. So, the two cavemen who wanted to become more civilized but couldn't give up their habit of eating Eiver Min HaChai from non-kosher animals and were informed they would be chai for eating limbs with minimal meat but with Gidin Vatsamos equaling a kazayas, saw their friend transgress when he ate an entire live bird smaller than a kazayas, since Behema Bechayeha Le'ivar Momedes, which reminds us, a braisa discusses one who eats an entire live bird smaller than a kazayas whole. Rebbe exempts him from malchus, but Rebbe Elazar bar Rebbe Shimon says he's chai because he holds b'chayeha le'ivar mumedas. While an animal is alive, it stands to be cut into limbs. So each limb is already prohibited as Eiver Min HaChai, which he transgresses by eating the bird alive. Rebbe holds b'chayeha lav le'ivar mumedas, and it only stands to be cut into limbs when it's shechted. Rebbe adds that if Rebbe would hold machshavas ochin shma machshava, that one's thought regarding food is considered an effect of thought, then one who decides to eat a small living bird one limb at a time, and instead ate it alive, would be chai for Eiver Min HaChai because his intent renders the limbs independent entities. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf brings the opinion that ein beginning benos and tam, that sinews do not convey any flavor? That's on daf Tzaditas. Good. Number 2. Which daf to be malchokas whether Eiver Min HaChai applies to non-kosher animals? That's on daf Kufbeis. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you discuss whether the meat of Eiver Min HaChai, which is stuck between the teeth and not swallowed, is included in the shear of a kazayas? That's on daf Kuf Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you learn that a slice of forbidden meat or fish is not bata barov, since they're fit to be honored by serving them before guests? That's on daf Kuf. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you discuss in Issur Kol where one became tame after the kashim meat became tameh, and he ate it? That's on daf Kufalov. Good. Number 6. Derived from the Zoro B'Shel of a Nazir's carbon of a ram. That's on daf Tzadiches. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you learn that once a forbidden slice imparts flavor to a permitted slice separately? Chasicha Atzma Nasas Nevela. The formerly permitted slice itself becomes like a nevela. That's on daf Kuf. Good. Number 8. Which daf you discuss how many sets of malchus one gets for eating chalev of a living trefa? That's on daf Kuf Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we malchok is a behema b'chayeha le'ivar mumedas? That's on daf Kuf Beis. Good. Number 10. Which daf you discuss what the din is of eating a kazayis of Eiver Min HaChai in half kazaysim? That's on daf Kuf Gimel. Excellent. All right, that concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.